A different kind of designer was born 100 years ago today. When you look at the work of Charles Eames and his wife Ray, you're not likely to shake your head and say, "Wow." That's because their most famous designs have become so pervasive you probably don't even notice them. But you've sat in an Eames chair or two, and you've taxied your body into Eames tandem sling seating at the airport. The Eames office is still in business, and it's still making many of the classic Eames furniture designs. One of the Eames grandsons, Eames Demetrios, helps operate the company in Santa Monica, California, and he's in a studio at NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I mentioned the iconic Eames chair, but actually there's a few of them. What is the one that everyone would recognize?
Well, I think that the one that's the most iconic is the one that's the Eames lounge chair, which many people know that was Fraser's favorite chair, that he was always competing with his father's bark lounger or whatever on the Fraser television show. And I like the fact that at the end of the show, there was a little bit of closure when his father had to admit it was a pretty comfortable chair.
Describe it.
There's a chair and an ottoman, and then the backs of those pieces are made of molded plywood. Then the leather cushions are very welcoming. And my grandfather said he wanted to make it have the feeling of a well-used first baseman's mitt, and it definitely has that.
Huh, interesting. And the tandem sling seating, the one that we see in airports all the time.
It's beautiful and it's elegant, and most people don't know that it's Eames. And so when I say it's beautiful and elegant, it has these beautiful polished metal arms. And usually it comes in, you know, threes or fours or fives. Sometimes there's a little white table in the middle. And then there's like a leather or naga hide seat that is a couple feet wide that stretches between the metal frames. And so the design of the chair came from really trying to figure out what happened in an airport. You know, multiple use people, you know, infuriated, especially these days, throwing their bags down on the seat next to them so they can sit down, or spilling stuff. You know, Charles believed that the design ultimately addressed itself to the need, so all their furniture really always had a specific task. Understanding was not something that Charles and Ray delegated, so they would do mock-ups in the office again and again until they got it right.
How did your grandparents consider the relative importance of function and style?
That's a great question. Charles used to say that the extent to which you have a design style is the extent to which you have not solved the design problem. And that's a particularly brutal quote these days when people seem to use design and style as synonyms. And you know how mathematicians and physicists sometimes say mathematical equations are beautiful? You know, and I think that that's kind of the way they felt about design. When you really hit the sweet spot, it was both simple, practical, and beautiful.
So you can send a birthday card to your grandfather, 100 years old. What do you want to say?
I would say that I think about a lot, present he gave me when I was a kid. I sort of, under this elaborate set of circumstances, ended up going to the South Pacific, and I was going to go swim with this 30-foot shark, no teeth, fortunately. And Charles showed up the night before I left, totally unexpectedly, with a camera, and it was one of those really cheap 35-millimeter cameras that sort of came to the market around in the 70s. And he said, "Don't worry about this. If you lose it, it's no big deal. It doesn't cost that much." You know, he was really worried that if I borrowed my parents' Nikon, I'd be so petrified of dropping it in the ocean that I wouldn't even take it on the boat. And it was funny because at that time I had been really worried about losing my parents' Nikon. I probably wouldn't have taken it out of the room. But it was exactly the right gift. And so the reason I think about it a lot, and I'm bringing it up in the connection with this this thank you card I might write, is that it was so appropriate. You know, they could have gotten me a Hasselblad, which would have been a great thing, but that's not what I needed. What I needed was something that I wouldn't be worrying about, that I would just be able to let go and take pictures with and not worry about. And so I would thank him for kind of getting all those things into my life that continue to resonate with me in that way.
Eames Demetrios is the grandson of Charles and Ray Eames. He continues to help run the family business in Santa Monica. Charles Eames would have been 100 years old today. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
You can see pictures of Charles Eames' sling seats and other famous chairs at our website. That's npr.org. You're listening to NPR News.